One of President Bush's most trusted advisors announced today that she is leaving the administration. Karen Hughes has worked for George W. Bush since his first run for governor of Texas 8 years ago. As counselor to the president, she is among the most powerful women ever to work in the West Wing. But Hughes says that she and her husband and their high school-age son are homesick, and she'll step down later this summer. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
In some ways, Karen Hughes has been George W. Bush's alter ego. She's said to know in advance exactly what his response will be to any proposal. A former Dallas television reporter, Hughes has been with him from the start, as the president jokes, since the motorcade was just one car and he was the driver. Hughes first became widely known during the presidential campaign as the president's primary spokesperson. She's fiercely loyal to Mr. Bush and aggressively defends his interests and his point of view, as she did here during the recount in Florida in the weeks after the 2000 election.
The votes in Florida have now been counted, and Governor Bush won. They've been recounted, and Governor Bush won. The counties have now certified their votes to the Secretary of State. And again, Governor Bush won.
In the West Wing, no woman has ever held a higher rank than Hughes. She has wide influence, overseeing all White House communications, personally reviewing and revising all presidential speeches, and sitting in, at the president's insistence, on all important policy meetings. But it seems her family never quite adjusted to life in the Capitol, so she says it's time to head back to their roots. Hughes, who is 45, has another grown daughter and a grandchild living in Texas, and friends she says she wants to reconnect with. She insists there is no other reason for her decision. Friends of Hughes say they were surprised by her announcement, knowing how close she is to the president. But one Austin political consultant, Mark McKinnon, says Hughes has expressed some discontent regarding life in Washington.
Her family really missed Austin. They missed the fabric of the community that's here, and they just didn't have that in Washington. And I think it's really driven by her son, who is a young teenager. He's a product of the public schools here and loved to play baseball, and now going into high school wants to be part of the high school baseball teams. And that sort of life just wasn't there.
Hughes told reporters it was a difficult decision, but the right one. President Bush today said he accepts that and appreciates the fact that she put her family first.
And I am extremely grateful for that approach and that priority. And Karen Hughes will be changing her address, but she will still be in my inner circle. I value her judgment, and I will have her judgment. I value her advice. I have her advice. And I value her friendship, and I will have her friendship.
It's not clear what Karen Hughes' resignation means for the rest of the White House staff. The president says he will not elevate someone else to the position she vacates. But Dan Bartlett, another Texan who is currently communications director, will likely assume some of her responsibilities. Her departure later this summer will come roughly a year and a half into the Bush presidency. That's actually later than normal for the first high-profile resignation from an administration, and it's possible that there could be more such announcements in the months ahead. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.